Welcome to David's Life in Observation with your host, David Welch. Let's just talk about some really obtuse things right now going on in the world. Jesse Smollett, or whatever the hell that guy's name is. How do you fake a hate crime and then kind of get a slap on the wrist? How in the world is that even possible? Yeah, so what? He damaged his public image, but his dumbass did that to himself. What is going on, world? What is going on that is, like, even remotely okay? And the reason I'm saying that it's been deemed okay, regardless if he's convicted, conviction is one thing, but, you know, he needs the punishment to go along with it. Because let that happen with someone else. Let that be a... Instead of a black actor, let that be a white football player who does that. Or a white actor who does that. Let that be, you know, someone from the LGBTQ community does that. Oh, man, they're going to get all sorts of hell rained on them. But somehow... this guy gets off with, like, a slap on the wrist. That's, to me, that's incredible. That's an incredible farce of justice. I'm all for people getting their due, like, their, you know... like, if you had a legit hate crime and something bad happened to you because people are just angry at the fact of your skin color or angry that you're part of the LGBTQ community, like, that right there deserves some, like... help and some assistance and some empathy, not some fucking hoax that you set up yourself in hopes to try and, like, demonize another skin color. I mean, what was going on through that idiot's head to make him think that was remotely going to fly with the amount of investigative scrutiny that they're going to apply to that case? Like, what in the world was going on there in that mentality? I don't know. It was beyond stupid. I don't know about you guys, but if you guys got some input on that, please send me an email, dwelch9627@gmail.com. You know, just communicate with me. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are on that. That's the most absurd thing I've seen in the news. Next to Betsy DeVos... trying to justify cutting Special Olympic money from kids. Like, how do you justify cutting that from the education budget? She cut, like, $17.1 million, and all of those programs are to help with needy kids or the kids within that in that community, you know, special needs community. Like, how... do you justify that? Like, could you not pull money from somewhere else? Could you not, like, cut money from endorsing your fucking private, you know, charter schools? I mean, that's why that bitch loves Arizona so much, because all these charter schools are just hungry at everything she says, because they're like, you know, she's making charter schools look like they're the bee's knees, and fuck public education. To hell with public education in her mind. To hell with, you know, anything regarding special needs. To hell with those people. Fuck that community. Are you guys kidding me? Come on now. And then when she's not even able to answer questions. That's the one thing politics has really fucked me up on. How is someone going to ask, like, direct goddamn questions and it not be answered directly? Sometimes they're yes or no questions, and then they have this long-winded bullshit answer that they're trying to throw up as their answer. And then they go back to, oh, well, I answered that question. I'm like, no, you didn't, motherfucker. It's either a yes or a no, or it's, hey, here's my reasoning for doing what I did. And they don't even offer that. Sometimes they don't even give you a reason for doing whatever action they've decided to take. They just said, oh, well... we looked at everything, and, you know, we made the cuts, and it's best that, you know, private donors and charitable, philanthropic people keep those programs alive instead of us paying it. Well, it's still us paying it, you fucking twit. It's still the American people. We're the philanthropic ones. We're allowing you to butcher our money, take the taxpaying dollar, and doing whatever it is you want with it. That's incredible to me. That is stupid incredible to me that you take American taxpayers' money and then decided to cut it from programs that we want to endorse. Like, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, if anything, we can cut her damn salary and give it to a program that deserves the money. I'm sick and tired of this woman ruining education. Let's talk about another issue that's really pissed me off. One of the issues that's pissed me off is there's a video about a man who is suicidal. He's strapped to a hospital bed. And these arrogant police officers have the gall to film themselves slapping the fuck out of this guy and pretty much bullying him and intimidating him and terrorizing him when he's going through a mental health breakdown. How are those goons even allowed in that fucking room? How? What good are they doing if they don't know how to interact with the mentally handicapped or those who are in a mental health crisis? Why are we just now getting that video out there? Even though this case, I'm sure, has been years in the making. Why? It's incredible. And fucking credible. Doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. Come on, people. A lot of people are like, oh, back the blue. We support our police officers. You know, we want to... They're heroes. I mean, I can't think of a single heroic thing about a slapping the hell out of a mentally person in a mental health crisis. What's heroic about that? What's heroic about tasing the fuck and tasing to death naked people running away from you? What's heroic about that? Tell me. Come on, people. Everybody's like, well, or what's heroic about that Tempe police officer shooting dead a 13-year-old kid who is running away from him, who in the video I can't even see posing a single threat to that guy other than the fact that that officer had to run to chase him a little bit. Motherfucker was out of breath the entire video. He had to gall to shoot that kid in the back. What a coward. What a fucking coward. I don't know, I just, you know, and then lately, you know, having arguments with my own family, or discussions really with my own family about law enforcement, I was told that it wasn't fair to make generalizations. But when someone looks at the uniform of the Gestapo, the SS, they're not stopping to consider the individual who wore that uniform. They're making a broad sweeping generalization. That's exactly what I'm doing with anybody who wears a badge and a gun. Because so far, those who are in public positions, taking your public dollars, are the most narcissistic, the most self-important, self-absorbed motherfuckers on the planet. Who are they to tell you that you cannot video record in a public space? Who are they to tell you that you can't go to the border and videotape the border? Who are they to tell you that you can't come redress your government the way you want to by recording your interactions with them? Who are they to tell you to stop filming? Cowards, that's who they are. They're cowards. They want you to stop filming so they can beat the fuck out of you and arrest you on some bullshit that never even happened. That's what they want to do. I'm sick and tired of that. cowards. That's what they are. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's an officer out there today saving someone's life, and good on him. But the Supreme Court's already ruled they don't have a duty to protect you, me, anybody, other than themselves. If they don't have a duty to protect you, then what are we fucking paying them for? Oh, that's right. So in their minds, we're paying them to enforce law, even though they will admittedly say they don't know the entire law. I'm telling you right now, people, we need our officers out there on the street to be as educated as a fucking lawyer. Because that's the only way this shit's going to go down fair. It's the only way. And then we need more lawyers who are willing to support people who've had their rights violated. Because right now, I mean, my own individual case, I have yet to find a lawyer with balls big enough or cojones big enough and heart brave enough to take on my case and help me litigate and fight against an injustice that was placed upon me and my family. Take on an injustice court. Take on an injustice ruling against myself for negligence, even though that's impossible for me to have had that when they made a false arrest. It's a false arrest all fucking day. Watch my video. Go to David the Sun Devil or just type in Copper's Cove false arrest on YouTube. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And shame on the sheriff's deputies for not stepping in and intervening during a false arrest. Shame on you cowards. I'm out here in Arizona now. And Arizona, I mean, Glendale, they had the guy that... they had the cop that tasered the fuck out of that guy for several minutes. That finally hit the news. And now that's getting out there. I mean, you got cops that are raping kids, cops that are raping people, cops that are getting their jobs back after humiliating people, after committing a crime in uniform, they're getting their jobs back. It's incredible. Incredible. We just need to rise up, people. We need to fix our justice system. And it's gonna have to be through violent measures. They're already, check this, Austin, they're already backhandedly, this is for Austin, Texas, they're already backhandedly coming up with ways to take guns out of lawful gun owners' hands. It happened to me. They're going to use the mental health code and adjust the wording in the mental health code to make any veteran a target for their gun grab. There is a patriot named C.J. Grisham, who's the founder of Open Carry Texas, who is not going to give up his bump stock to an organization that has no business making laws, ATF. No business making laws. Who are they to fucking dictate a law? Who are they to say, you as an American citizen cannot have the cosmetic attachment, is what it is, to your firearm that does nothing but hinder, actually, your ability to do more damage. Fucking incredible, people. Come on, Americans, let's get our balls back.